Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
Stand by for radio history here in Madison. The drummer of Ironplow is going to interview the rest of his band live on radio. It's going to be magic. It's going to be awesome. This is Ironplow and Rocket on MaxSync Radio. Music that is Ironplow and Rocket. They are playing at the Dark Horse Art Bar next Saturday night for Bombastica Maximum Inc's 26 year anniversary party. Hey Rocker, happy anniversary, brother.
Thanks, Jimmy. It's going to be a lot of fun, man. 26 years we've been doing a music magazine here in Madison, so there's going to be a lot of history. And I'm going to be bringing down some archived issues so that people can kind of go through some of the old history of Madison and Milwaukee and around Wisconsin. And that'll all be May 7th. And that will be at the Dark Horse, our bar, starting at 6 p.m. We'll be broadcasting from there, Jimmy. And then 9 p.m. we'll start music, and we'll have Seven Seasons Deep, then Iron Plow, and then Cold Black River. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, free admission, free beer, and that's from the Starkweather Brewing, and also some munchies from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And Jimmy, I'm noticing that you may be stalling me a little bit.
I hung up on Jeff, but Chris is on the line.
Oh, he is. All right. Well, Jimmy's going to get Jeff on, but let me tell you guys about Iron Plow. Iron Plow is a classic hard rock three-piece band that splits time between Madison and Waukesha. The band started during the pandemic when three old friends found themselves in new surroundings musically. Iron Plow plays just after Seven Seasons Deep on May 7th for Bombastica, and it's Mank Sing's 26th B-Day party at the Dark Horse Art Bar. Guitarist Jeff Mundell and singer and bassist Chris Howard from Iron Plow are on the phone with us right now, or at least we hope. Jeff, Chris, welcome to Mank Sing Radio.
Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having
me. Sorry about hanging up on you, Jeff.
That's okay. I'm back.
That will teach you, though.
I don't know what, but I feel like I got a lesson.
All right. Hey, Jeff, how's it going, man? You know, Jeff, your backstory includes playing a very rock and roll organ for a band from Hollywood Records called Rattlebone, as well as playing guitar for local bands like Instead We Smile. Tell us a little bit about how you got here. Tell us your backstory.
Yeah, I started playing a long time ago here in the Wisconsin area. When I was 18, I got into my first real band, a cover band that toured throughout the Midwest. I then moved out to L.A., out to Hollywood in the late 90s, and was part of that scene, was with a band, as you mentioned, called Rattlebone, that was with Hollywood Records, did a couple of albums with them. Came back to the Midwest eventually, and, you know, in those days I was more of a keyboard player. These days I concentrate more on guitar. I love playing both, but in the power trio that we have as Iron Plow right now, it's all guitar.
And Chris, you are a drummer, a bassist, and a singer, and after 30 years of drumming in metal bands, you took up playing bass and singing for a band called Dad the Plow, and now you're singing and playing bass in Iron Plow. What made you take the leap into the string and vocal world?
Being in bands almost my entire life, playing the drums. I've been playing drums since I was probably 10 years old. Had parents that were fortunately willing to put up with the noise in the basement. They flashed the light on and off when they wanted me to stop. you know, just had a love to pound the skin, had a love to just make noise and beat the skins, man. So that brought me into bands. I always had an ear for just, you know, the song in general, in music. And 8 years in Dad the Plow playing bass. The reason I switched was, you know, my good buddy Remo from Dad the Plow, he was playing in another band and playing guitar. And when we got together, we started Dad the Plow as a two-piece. And it was me on the drums and singing, and him playing guitar and using a loop station. And it got to be just a little bit too much to try and make all that work. And he said, you know, we know another drummer. Let's get you on the bass and see what happens. And so took up the bass from there. And 8 years later, we had a record out, and we actually had put out another set of music in Dad the Plow that never got released. That's sitting shelved right now. But I fell in love with being the front man and fell in love with playing the bass and being part of the music creation process. And that's really what led me to continue doing it.
Now, Iron Plow started during the pandemic, and how did the band come about?
Well, let's see. Chris, you can weigh in on this as well. We were both playing in a band called Instead We Smile. which was a great female-fronted power. It was really a quartet. And during the pandemic, a couple members of that band decided that they really weren't comfortable, understandably, being involved with rehearsing or playing anymore. And so Chris and I, you know, who have been writing together, music together for a long time, decided that we would try to put together a power trio, something we'd always wanted to do. And that became Iron Plow. And I would add that, you know, the name Iron Plow, we did purposely and consciously to pay homage to Dad the Plow. It's a, not necessarily a continuation, but a reference point.
And then I was at a party at a wine bar, and I heard that two of my old friends, Chris Howard and Jeff Mundell, were looking for a drummer. And I said, really, guys? I think I'm looking for a band, because you know what? The pandemic kind of put a crimp on Maximum Inc. and the lockdowns, we couldn't deliver. So I decided to try out for the band, and now I'm in the band Iron Plow. How do you like that? Iron Plow feels very old school and back to the basics hard rock. What inspires Iron Plow's music?
Chris, you want to take that one or shall I?
Yeah, I think you know, coming from the same school of thought on music, you know, Jeff and I went to high school together, went our separate ways after that, and you know, collectively came back together with, you know, years apart, but the same school of thought on music is that it's hard rock, heavy rock, straightforward. We both had the same love for it, and I think that as we got back together, we started going, hey, you know, what can we do here? You know, we do some covers of, you know, AC/DC, Motorhead, you know, things that we both love, and then realize that, you know, the songs that we're doing, you know, we can continue to do as original songs. Started writing a couple of songs. Jeff's really the driving force behind the writing process of the, you know, the rhythm end of things. You know, I chime in with the bass end of things, and then of course the vocals and lyrics. Collectively, I think that we just had the same school of thought, same mindset for creating this type of rock and roll.
Yeah, and I would add, obviously, Rocker, who actually we all sort of known one another, I guess, since we were teenagers in one capacity or another. Came from Rocker, you can speak to this. You came from the same school of thought as well.
Yeah, you know, you guys said it was going to be, you know, hard rock, kind of that classic 70s feel, little Black Sabbath, little AC/DC, and a guy like Rocker fits perfectly in that band.
Yeah, and I might add that, you know, we, Jeff and I, tried out a couple other drummers ahead of that, and you know, it's so hard to find. It's not just hard to find musicians with the same drive and desire to do that music. It's the commitment to continue to do it. And Rocker, you know, fit right in with that, and has continued to just progress into just a driving force behind the kit.
Now, where can our listeners find out more about Iron Plow online?
Well, we have a website, ironplow.rocks. That's probably the number one place you can go.
And then you can find it on Facebook as well. You can catch, yep, Iron Plow at Max Inc's birthday party on May 7th at the Dark Horse Art Bar in Madison, along with Seven Seasons Deep and Cold Black River. Jeff Mundell and Chris Howard of Iron Plow, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us on Max Inc Radio tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Rock on.
And so we've been playing a song from Iron Plow demo tape called Whiskey Days. Chris, tell us about this song, or Jeff, before we play it.
Chris, tell them about that song.
So, yeah, I think, you know, Whiskey Days was again, you know, we're just out there just playing rock and roll, man. It's a, I like to think of this song as a little bit of a love song. Love affair with the with the bottle, if you will. So you know, play hard, work hard, play hard. You come home from work, you grab that bottle, you have a couple drinks, sometimes it's hard to put it down, but you do, and it's sometimes you wake up the next day and get it all going again. So it's really just a song about having a good time and working hard and playing hard.
That's awesome. Jeff, Chris, thank you so much for the time tonight. We really appreciate it and love the Iron Plow. This is Whiskey Days on Max Inc. Radio.
Everything.
Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. Made of Blocks there in Girl Next Door. It's just about 9 o'clock, 8 minutes before, and coming up after 9 o'clock, Noah Griffin is going to be in the studio performing live in the Devil's Lair. It's been a couple weeks since we've had some live music on the Devil's Lair. Looking forward to hearing it, and he has some new music for us, too. Another project that Noah's in is The Earthlings, and this is their latest single, Cassio, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm gonna say